So are you curious about tax issues to prioritize in 2026? Stay tuned for our top three. Today, we are talking about three of our top priorities in tax issues to tackle and be prioritizing as we move into 2026. Tax planning isn't something that you just do in April, right? Like, it's an ongoing strategy. It can significantly impact your after-tax returns and long-term financial situations and outcomes. Over the next few minutes, we just want to walk you through three areas where we think smart planning can make a real difference. Priority one, capital gains and loss planning. Obviously, that's huge. It's really about being intentional about when it is that you take your investments, right? When you actually take the gains or do you take losses and those sorts of things. It's actually one of the only times that you'd ever hear us talk about timing the market is because we really want to take a look and say what makes the most sense. So how and when you realize your investment gains matters just as much as how much you can take. It's important to realize long-term capital gains are taxed at a different rate than short-term gains. Long-term gains are anything over a year and a day that you've held a position, and those are going to be taxed at three separate static rates, so either 0%, 15%, or 20%, whereas short-term gains are actually taxed at ordinary income rates, right, which is then going to be typically higher than what those long-term pieces are. So really, without planning, it is it's easy to trigger unnecessary taxes.
It's a good time of the year, at the beginning of the year, to kind of know ahead of time what kind of capital losses you've carried forward and taken it into the new year, and also what other assets outside of investments that you might be selling and experiencing a gain on that we can use as an offset. So there's a lot that goes into it. It's a really a broad area, and this is a good time to just kind of be looking ahead.
No, and that's a great point in a lot of different areas, right? Like, it's really a 360 degree view that we need to take, because there are other income streams. Maybe you are realizing some sort of capital event, and that can really, really impact what is going on there. So one of the most important tools or useful tools is tax loss harvesting, you know, and that's really when you realize losses in the current day and can offset the gains that you might be taking later in the year, or you can move those forward year in and year out. And so one of the things that we like to do is we like to look and say, hey, moving forward, do we have a tax budget? How is it we're approaching 2026, 2027, 2028, et cetera, so that we know this is appropriate. And we can give you a sense of, you know, what is going to be the pain of the tax at that point, and is it acceptable given your longer term outcomes?
And you know, when we do tax loss harvesting, it's not that we think the investment is bad.
Yes.
It's just that that tax loss has so much value.
Correct.
So you're not going to stay out of the market.
Yep.
We're creating a loss, and then we're getting you right back into the market. So,
it's
just something to remember that this is a loss that has a lot of value.
Yeah.
And so I like to just add that.
No, that's a really solid point. See, so wise. Priority two really is talking about retirement contributions and distributions. You know, moving forward, we see a lot of things in terms of changes towards retirement accounts that are going on. And really, this is an area where taxes can catch investors off guard, you know, especially when you're taking some of those distributions or you're forced to take a distribution, right? 2026 contribution limits continue to raise. And that means there's more opportunity to save in tax-advantaged accounts. But at the same time, there's some recent rule changes that are pushing some higher income investors, towards a different strategy. This year, for a standard contribution, total contribution for the year in a 401k, $24,500. And then after 50, you've got a catch-up provision, which is $8,000. But that's now got to be exclusively into a Roth contribution. And then there's an additional piece now where from age 60 to 63, you have additional catch-up, right? So that would be $11,250. So there's a lot of opportunity to continue to do that. But again, with the change in terms of contributing to a Roth or being forced to contribute to a Roth and realizing those taxes right now based on your income, that changes things a lot too.
It does change things, but I always think to myself a little big picture in that don't stop saving in retirement because of the tax. Just continue to save. You will never regret it. We're in it for the long game.
So that's contribution side. On the distribution side, required minimum distributions can obviously significantly increase the taxation of any kind of income that you take in terms of retirement. And that's important to realize. Like, we like to have people into three different tax buckets, right? We want to have a tax deferred bucket where everything you take is ordinary income, a taxable bucket where you're really just paying on the gains and hopefully those are long-term capital gains, or an after-tax bucket, which is zero. So that allows us as planners to go ahead and say, again, with a tax budget, here's how we mitigate some of your taxable events. Because you imagine someone who's got like a $1.5 million tax-deferred account and that's all they have, and they have a large income need or cash flow need, and all of a sudden they're just getting a tax in ordinary income. So it's also important to realize when you're taking those distributions, that can impact your Medicare, right? As well as your Medicare premiums, as well as then your Social Security benefits.
Mm-hmm. And the upside, kind of positive to that, is, you know, if you are retired and your income is fairly low, maybe you're before the required minimum distribution, you know, what a nice time to either take a little more from those IRAs and a lower income, try to lower that required minimum distribution down the road, or do Roth conversions.
I mean, you and I love Roth conversions at the appropriate time. So when you look and you say, hey, are there lower income years? Maybe there is a point where you can say, we're going to go ahead and we're going to convert that tax deferred dollars, pay the taxes now, but pay it up until, like, max out one bracket. Mm-hmm. So it's converting strategically, right? It's not just, hey, I've heard about Roth conversions, we could do that. Well, let's take a look at everything else. So third priority, estate gifting and deduction planning, which you kind of indicated. Exemptions may change in the coming year, which could expose some more wealth to some issues without proper planning. Things like donor advised funds, where we're grouping your gifting strategy together, so that mitigates your tax for the year. It also then, you know, helps your causes. Qualified charitable distributions, and then strategic gifting. A lot of people don't really think about, you know, there's this $19,000 limit or exemption limit on gifting to any individual, from any individual. And so even though that's not a huge amount, it's enough where over a period of time, you can start to mitigate some of the taxable effects on your estate later on, because you're giving, you know, you're giving those dollars away. And it's really fun to watch the people that you're giving to enjoy the funds, you know, or enjoy them together. That's a pretty powerful thing. But all of this is best done proactively. Right. And so whether that's just the beginning of the tax year or it's at this point, looking forward to your legacy. I've never met anyone who says they didn't wish they started earlier, you know, and today is the earliest we get. So, like, let's start now and look proactively. For me, as we approach 2026, most important takeaway, tax planning works best when it's integrated and it's forward looking and it's hyper personalized. So there's that piece, too. So let's review your tax strategy now. And then the other thing that's always important too is, you know, like, we like modeled scenarios, not guesses. So again, that's where we're gonna lean in hard, and we're gonna say this is going to be the overall long-term process of what we're doing.
You know, there's a lot of noise out there too. So just be aware of what you're hearing on social media, all the, you know, I'm missing out on this great tax strategy and what have you, but just know that a lot of those strategies may not even apply to you, you know, so you maybe aren't missing out. You're gonna hear a lot of noise and a lot of buzz, and just make sure you're talking to your tax professional and hearing this story straight. Lots of tax things going on.
Lots of taxes. Taxes are never fun, but they can certainly be managed. So that's that. All right, well, thanks for listening.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions trends, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. 10 Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied, as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. 10 Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.